Aloha and welcome. My name is Sandy C, coming at you from Maui, Hawaii. Hope you enjoy this daily meditation as we read from God's Word today. Sit back, relax, and receive just what God has for you. Thank you so much for stopping in today. I am so excited. I am going to be starting a new series called God-Sized Dreams. I'm reading a book right now called You're Made for a God-Sized Dream by Holly Girth. I'm going to be sharing some little tidbits with you from the book. If you haven't seen it or heard of it, I would encourage you to run out to Amazon or your local bookstore and get it. I believe that it is perfect timing for what people are experiencing right now in our lives. There's a lot of struggles and things that people are going through right now, but there's also a lot of dreamers out there who are dreaming and believing God for bigger and greater things. And I believe that this book is very timely. I believe it's very encouraging. Holly Girth is the author. She wrote the book, and it is geared toward women, but I believe it is open to men and women. I think that it would be good for anybody to read. I know that for me personally, there are dreams on the inside of me right now that are busting to get out. I found this book and it has been so encouraging, and I want to share it with all of you. We are all on a journey to our final destination, and God has dreams on the inside of us that only we can fulfill in this life. So our dream is our purpose that God has for our lives. So I'm going to be reading some tidbits from the book. I hope that you are so encouraged by what you hear. I know that I have been very encouraged by it all. So I'm going to go to the first chapter. There's a few things that I underlined in here that I'm just really excited about. And the first thing I'm going to cover is something that she said. The first chapter is the more you are made for. Holly says here, the size of the dream isn't what matters. I believe everyone has God-sized dreams. It's not about how big or small they are, because He creates each one to perfectly fit the size of your heart. And then she goes on to say, it's not about what you do as much as how you do it. It's about pursuing life with passion and purpose and going with God wherever He leads. It's not about settling. It's about tenaciously believing you're made for more. Do you believe that you are made for more? I know I do. I believe that I'm made for more. I was put on this earth for a reason. There is a purpose and plan that God has for my life, and He is taking me to that destination. It's not always easy because I'm always trying to figure it out and search and figure out how to get there. And I just need to remember to relax and trust God and allow Him to lead me one little step at a time toward my dream. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Our dreams, it's another thing that she mentions here. There's a paragraph I'm going to read. It says, not as in bigger house, fancier car, more luxurious lifestyle. No, my friend, I mean more of Jesus, more of what He's created you to be, more of what He's called you to do, less of you, actually, and more of all He is and all He has for you, which is beyond what you can even imagine. And I love how she writes. It's just so beautiful. She really pulls you right into the book. I'm thinking of you right now, wherever you are, perhaps holding this book in your hand in the aisle of a bookstore, curled up on your couch or on a long flight, and I wish I could be right beside you. I'd like to pour you a cup of coffee or tea and listen long and hard to the things you're afraid to tell anyone, the hopes that feel silly, the dreams that seem like dares, the quiet longings of your heart that get especially loud sometimes. I know for me, these dreams inside of me are screaming at me, and I'm not going to ignore them, but sometimes I let fear get in the way of stopping me or causing me to procrastinate, not move forward in it. So this is why I'm here today. I'm here to encourage myself. I'm here to encourage you. I hope you're encouraged as you listen. This book is just so amazing. It has really, really encouraged me. So I love what she says here. I'd nod, look you in the eyes and say, don't let that go. Don't hide it away. That's real. And yes, you really can see it come into your being in your life. You have what it takes to see those dreams come true because you have a limitless God living in you. He has given you all you need and made you all you need to be. Did you catch that? He's giving you all you need and made you all you need to be. So I just want to encourage you today. That's my little tidbit. I'm going to be doing more of these. We're going to go through the book together, and I'm just going to highlight things and share as the Lord leads. But those God-sized dreams, they are reachable. You will grasp them. As long as you have God on your side, He will bring you to fulfill the dreams for your life. And I just want to encourage you today, don't stop dreaming. Don't stop pursuing what God has called you to do. He is going to order your steps and He's going to bring it to pass. So I pray that you are encouraged today, and I will see you next time. Aloha. Thanks so much for stopping in today. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's message. Please join me tomorrow as we get into God's Word and see what He has in store for us. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. Aloha.